resident pastor, confirming Kebbi State, and director of studies or Ark Theological Seminary in Kebbi State. Hallelujah. Reverend Dr. Paul Adenumu. You're welcome, sir. And this is Pastor Abraham. He's a resident pastor of Great Cornerstone Church, the church I used to pastor. And of course, you know, Pastor Chris. Hallelujah. The man of God is ready. Question is, are you ready? I also have representing Pastor Solomon Kuforijisa. He's a pastor of Redeemed Church here. Deacon Emmanuel. Please. And the UWICAN coordinator for Bini Kebbi, Bro Yakubu Danjuma, is here, sir. You're welcome, sir. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. With Jesus' joy in our hearts, can we receive the ministry of Pastor Fred Zamani, House on the Rock Church, Zamfara.
Please lift your hands, everyone. Just take a moment and just worship our King and God. Come on, let him hear your voice tonight. You didn't come to look at a man. You came to meet with the Master. Tonight, worship him tonight. Worship him. Sat on this chair and the Lord said to me, I'm giving them speed. Amen. The speed of accomplishment. Amen. The Bible says the hand of Zerubbabel laid the foundations and the same hand finished it. Amen. Very quickly, we're going to pray in a minute or two for that grace for accomplishment. That in this year 2021, you're going to experience God's speed like never before. In the name of Jesus. Take 1 minute, 30 seconds and pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh, I wish you would open your mouth and pray. Speed. 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 You know what happens when the hand of God comes upon a man? When the hand of God came upon Elijah, he outran the chariots. When the hand of God comes upon a man, supernatural speed is granted. You will do in 1 month what people do in 8 months. You will achieve in 4 months what people achieve in 1 year. The speed of the Holy Ghost. The speed of the Holy Ghost. Projects are receiving speed. Visions are receiving speed. Bamba baga boko bosha. Applications are receiving speed. Proposals are receiving speed. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have prayed. Particularly for the men of God here, the Lord is giving speed to everything that concerns you. Speed. That is how He wants to let them obviously see His hand at work in your life. Stagnation is not of God. It is a system that the enemy uses to make you think you're making progress. Stagnation is not of God. Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 3, the Bible says, you have gone around this mountain for too long. Meaning there is a stipulated time to go around the mountain. If you exceed that time, it is now manipulation. There is something that makes a man all odds. One of the things I'm convinced about is that in the coming weeks, Kebi will feel a wind you have never felt before. Oh, it will be so mighty, you will know that the hand of God is mighty upon this land. It will be so mighty. It'll be a wind of prosperity. It'll be a wind of ease. Where this land will begin to host what it has never hosted before. Where the hand of God and the evidence of the Spirit will be mighty upon the sons of men. Where there will be an unusual baptism upon the sons of men. Thus said the Spirit of God concerning Kebi as a city. Hallelujah. It's good to have all of you here. I celebrate every man of God. Can we celebrate them this evening? Celebrate representatives of Yorikan and Redeem. I believe that the Lord ordered your steps here tonight for such a time as this. I told them yesterday I didn't come to preach. I came to push people into the purpose of God for their life. Amen. And so tonight I'm going to be running through scriptures and we'll practically walk with the scriptures so that Jesus will be glorified and then we will move into a new sphere. But I want us to celebrate Pastor Chibuzo and his lovely wife for allowing God to inspire them. I'm sure a lot of things were going through your heart when you thought about bringing me here, the protocol and stuff. But the relationship I have with you now, I will tell them you have absolute access to me. Absolute access. So that except, I think I can cancel a meeting for you now. Because there's something about your lives, something about this meeting that is truly in the agenda of heaven, and particularly you. What I carry bodily will be evident in your life. You see, the ways of God are not the ways of man. The dictates of God are not the dictates of man. I got born again and I continued to suffer like a thief until I took out time to pray. then the Spirit of God began to teach me that the person of Jesus deals with my salvation, which is absolute. I'm saved. But the principles deal with my problem. The next time you sit studying the Word of God, it will just brighten your life. Another set of people will be delivered tonight. Long-standing religious thoughts will break free. Another set will be anointed for the business field. You'll be imparted with an unusual mind and understanding of business. Another set of persons will receive mantles tonight. Oh, you'll be amazed at the kind of mantles that will be released. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Man of God, you have access. You have access. Thank you for treating me the way you have. It's not about... you brought me here. Everything for this coming. Everything. But I'm here. I'm here. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Let's go to the Word of God tonight. Hallelujah. Please remain standing for a brief moment. We'll just read one verse of scripture. Let me show you something that drives me crazy in the Word of God. Mark chapter 9 verse 23. I'd like to use the Message Bible. I am in reckless abandon in love with the Word of God. I'm not ashamed of this word. Just ashamed of it. So it's as though Jesus was walking, digging. It was as though Jesus was walking past two men speaking with one another. And they were so conditional in their statements that one was saying to the other, if I house, if I get the job. And Jesus stopped and said, if there are no ifs amongst believers, anything can happen. So what Jesus was trying to do there was correct the vocabulary. Because the believer says if, he brings so many conditions into that statement. I'm sure some of you went to school, if not everybody. Because when you say if, you bring that statement under weather condition, economical conditions, relational conditions. But there's no longer would you bring conditions into a statement. So don't say if, say when. So it's not if I buy a car, it is certain you will buy. In fact, scratch that, rephrase, it is certain you will own, because you don't have to buy what you own. Breaking forth, as I started saying yesterday, is more of your responsibility than God's responsibility. Praise God. The things that hold man captive were created by man. Tradition, culture. There is something more powerful than God's word. It's called the tradition of men. It says, by your tradition, you have made the word of God of no effect. So we must come to that point where we absolutely take God's word for what it is. So Jesus says, if there are no ifs amongst believers, anything can happen. So the next time I want to have a conversation, potent with power, I should look for a believer and begin to speak with him. It was revealed earlier than now, but they didn't understand it. I'll show you. Numbers chapter 14. That you can put on the King James version of the Bible. Numbers chapter 14, verse 24. Okay, no, 28 now. Numbers 14, 28. Let's read this. One, two, go. Say unto me, as truly as I live, the Lord, as ye have spoken in my ears. Now, English is very deceptive. It said, as you have spoken in my ears, meaning you're not talking to me. In my ears, you are speaking to somebody else, but I'm hearing you. So this is God saying to Moses to tell the children of Israel, the things you are discussing, as long as it enters, I will do it. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in mine ears, I will. Help me with the amplified version of the Bible. Let's. I hope you came ready tonight. Tell them. Let's read together. One, two, go. Says who? So, example. I believe I'm going to buy a car next week. Did he hear me? So God says, as long as I'm hearing you, I'm going to do it. So if I sit with Pastor Chibuzo and I say, you know, I'm believing God to be in America in 3 weeks. God is saying, I will balance this thing, don't worry. You'll come to a point where as a believer, you would learn not to open your mouth anyhow. Because one of your greatest problems is this mouth. One of the greatest problems a Christian has. So one of the signs of spiritual maturity is a controlled tongue. Jesus said there are no ifs amongst believers. Anything can happen. Tonight I continue from what I started yesterday. Take off the limits. So help me tell your neighbor, take off the limits. Precious Holy Spirit, this is your moment. Move unhindered by any force in this place. Let the hearts of men be illuminated. And the kingdom of darkness remain terrified. And your name glorified in Jesus' name. Please be seated. It is important to start from this point by letting you know that outside of the boundaries of the Word of God, a believer is limited. God is not committed to your emotions. He's committed to His Word concerning your life. The Bible records in the book of John, says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was. Now it is important for you to understand that the Word of God is a representation of God Himself. Praise God. And that's why when Moses had been removed from the way, Joshua took over the mantle of leadership, it was as though God watched Joshua marvel at what to do, was overwhelmed. And God whispered in the heart of Joshua, you want to understand, you want to know the secret to success? And Joshua would say yes. And God says to him, this book of the law should not depart out of your mouth. But you should in it day and night and observe to do according to all that is therein. He says, for then you shall make your way prosperous and you shall have good success. So this was the blueprint of success handed down to Joshua. Meaning if there's anything you are going to achieve, it must be within the boundaries of this word. Hallelujah. The boundaries of this word. We would see Paul admonish Timothy. Praise God. We would see that it is through the word of God that even the psalmists were able to access uncommon dimensions. They were able to achieve great feats because they had seemingly an understanding of the intents of God which had been put in print for them. The psalmist recording Psalms 119 verse 105. put it on the Message Bible. Psalms 119 verse 105.
Follow me.
It says, through your word, I can see where I am going. So what the psalmist was literally saying here is every time I open your word, it's like a GPS system. By your words, I can see where I'm going. They throw a beam of light. Where? On my dark path. So as much as I can be confused about where I'm headed, every time I open the word of God, it illuminates my path. What the King James says is, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and light to my path. So, but this is the rendition now. By your word. So every time I open the word of God, I see where I'm going. It navigates me through. And those of you who have been privileged to use a GPS map, the one in Nigeria is very ridiculous. But if you have ever handled a GPS map abroad, it tells you to punch in your current location. You punch it in. Then it tells you to punch in your destination. Then you punch it in. And right from the spot where you are, it begins to navigate you to where you're going. Right? So the moment it gets you out of your house, it will tell you in 200 meters, turn right. Right? Now, when you turn right at 200 meters, it will tell you 40 meters, turn left. Assuming you miss the left turn after 40 meters, it does not start insulting you. Idiot. Careless person. It doesn't say that. It will tell you, recalculating your route. So that it doesn't insult you for missing the turn. It looks for the next turn that will link you to where you're going. Because God has no business with your past. He's more concerned about your future. The word of God. So there are certain fundamentals we cannot take outside the life of the believer. The word of God is it. It is God's final authority. We grow our physical bodies by feeding on food, but we grow our spirit by feeding it with the word of God. As newborn babes, yeah, desire the sincere milk of the word of God that you may what? Grow thereby. I'll show you something. Hebrews 5:11. Let me just point out a few challenges the believer has, and then we can get into the business of tonight. Hebrews 5:11. Hear what it says. I have a lot more to say about this, but it is hard to get it across. Why? Seeing that you have picked up this bad habit of not listening. So people come to church to attack. They don't listen to what the word of God is saying. You pick up this bad habit of not listening. Then you see what it says about you. Next verse. By this time, you ought to be what? But what's the problem? Here I find you need someone to sit with you and go over the basics of God. Starting from babies, when you should have been on solid food. When you jump for gymnastics and not grow in the world, this is what you suffer. There are financial principles in this world. When I listen to financial experts, they talk about 10 ways to prosper, 15 ways, and nobody mentions about savings. And they forget that savings is also a part, one of the keys to prospering. Because if all you have, if all you spend, if all that comes your way is all that you spend, you'll be most miserable. Amen. And so when you want to break forth, saints of God, the word has guided us and shown us certain paths that we must follow. Glory to God. One of the paths that we must follow to break forth in a manner that is incomprehensible, that makes men look at us and wonder in amazement, is the expectation we have from God's word and from God himself. The power of expectation. You see, there is nothing you can do to a man who is not expectant. Nothing significant will happen in his life. A man who just sits down and just assumes that life will go the way it wants to go, things will be tough. Expectation is powerful. Prayer, your fervency in the place of prayer is not proof of your expectation. Your tenacity is not proof of your expectation. Your walk of faith is the proof of your expectation. Amen. Like when you create space and expect God to fill it, that's a proof of your expectation. Hallelujah. When you make certain decisions hovered around the promise of God, that's proof of your expectation. When God will say to Abraham, from this moment forth, every time you introduce yourself to someone, this is what I want you to call yourself, and you walk in obedience, that's proof of your expectation. Amen. When Jesus says, fill the water pots with water. Do you know how tough it is to fetch water and go and give the chairman of the wedding ceremony? You know it's water. You know it's water. He says, fill it with water. Hallelujah. So expectation is the ability of the believer to stand solely on God's word and know that the only thing that can come out of it is a guaranteed result. Praise God. Acts chapter 12. Let me show you. Oh, Karabashata Bakata. So that's when King Herod got it into his head to go after some of the church members. Next verse. He murdered James, John's brother. He saw that it pleased the Jews. When he saw how it raised his popularity ratings with the Jews, he arrested Peter. All this during Passover week, mind you. Next verse. And had him thrown in jail, putting four squads of soldiers, each to guard him. He was planning a public lynching after Passover. Next. All the time that Peter was under heavy guard in the jailhouse, the church did what? How? Strenuous prayer, fervent prayer was made for Peter. Next verse. Then the time came for Herod to bring out Peter for the kill. That night, even though shackled to two soldiers on one side, on either side, Peter slept like a baby. So the first thing prayer does is invite peace. So Peter slept like a baby, and there were guards at the door keeping their eyes on the place. Herod was taking no chances. Next verse. Suddenly, there was an angel at the heels at his side and light flooding the room. The angel shook Peter and got him up. Hurry, the handcuffs fell off his wrists. Next verse. The angel said, get dressed. This Peter is a bad guy. This is the same prison Paul and Silas were in prison and could not sleep. This man removed clothes and removed slippers and slept. Bad guy. And says, Peter, says, get dressed and Peter put on your shoes. Peter did. Then grab your coat and let's get out of here. This is the angel now. Next verse. Peter followed him but didn't believe it was really an angel. He thought he was dreaming. Next verse. Past the first guard, then the second, they came to the iron gate that led into the city. It swung open before them on its own. Let me say a prophecy here. That the iron gate of any city you find yourself in, the iron gate that leads into that city will swing open to you on its own accord. In the name of Jesus. And they were out. They were out on the street, free as breeze. At the first intersection, the angel left. And then Peter was going, okay, the angel left him going his way. That's when Peter realized it was no dream. I can't believe it. This really happened. The master sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's vicious little production at the spectacle, and the spectacle the Jewish mob was looking forward to. Next verse. This is the part that really tricks me. Just as a way. Still shaking his head, amazed, he went to Mary's house. The Mary who was John Mark's mother. The house was packed with praying. They were praying for his release. He shows up in the house. Next verse. When he knocked on the door, thank God for Rhoda. Rhoda came and said, who did there? Peter said, it's me. She ran back and said, wow, Peter is already around. Stop praying. So Rhoda came to see. But when she recognized Peter's voice, she was so excited and eager to tell everyone Peter was there. She forgot to open the door and left him standing. No, but God wanted to show her something. So next verse. But they couldn't believe her, dismissing her. They said to her, "You are crazy. How can the church be praying for something but not believe when it manifests?" Is a question we are yet to answer. This was a man they were praying for his release. Behold, the man was knocking at the door. She said, "Peter is outside." They said to her, "This is a challenge with the church. We pray for open doors. Every time you pray for an open door, God sends a human being to your life." Every time you pray for an open door, God sends a person into your life. How you manage that person determines the door that opens. And see what happens. They said to her, "You are crazy." She stuck to her story. And they started insisting. They said, "Okay, it must be Peter's angel." Whereas it was Peter standing outside.
Oh, the church, we know how to pray. What we have not mastered is the ability to stay expectant. Glory to God. You must learn how to stay expectant. And I'm saying, don't expect. You see, Job said something in Job, I think. It was Job who said, "That which I feared the most." So guess what? It is your expectation that becomes your experience. Do you have the Good News Bible? 18. Proverbs 18, verse 20. Let me show you something. I'm teaching you something here. Yeah. Or better still, let's read together. One, two, go. Did you see that? Proverbs 4:23. Still on the Good News Bible. Let's read. One, two, go. So look at your neighbor for me and tell your neighbor, "You are where you are by how you have been thinking." Do you know that it is easier to expect evil? Some people expect evil faster than they expect good. So that if your door moves at night, you think it's evil. None of you expect angelic encounters like that. Everything that happens, your mind is so wired that it tilts more to the negative than it does to the positive.
Expectations are not high that I could meet anyone. Hebrews 13 verse 2. "Remember to welcome strangers in your homes." There were some who did that and welcomed angels without knowing it. Oh, you have to be expectant. Angle. Expectation shakes certain things into the right perspective. It was the expectation of the prophet that made the woman tell her husband, "I think I perceive that this man is not an ordinary man of God. This is a holy man of God." And they began to set things in the right perspective. Glory to God. When you come to a meeting expectant, you find that the things that are troubling your spirit man begin to have answers. Praise God. Have you noticed that the most dominant thought in your mind becomes the most consistent picture you see everywhere? Because your thoughts are so powerful. Your thoughts are so powerful. What are you expecting this year? What are you expecting after? It is so powerful that your expectation begins to design your experience. man of God with cassock. Some people wore their chaplain uniform. Like, hey. And so they just kept saying, this woman is very wicked. That one is very wicked. Whilst they were analyzing all the cubicles, I knew I shouldn't be hearing these things. Because the same way faith comes by hearing, fear comes by. Confusion also comes by.
So I went into the bathroom and prayed myself in the Holy Ghost, and I came out and I sat down. The same woman that had turned down 8 pastors was responsible for my visa that day. May your expectations deliver your reality.
Amen. I didn't hear your amen tonight.
Amen.
And so as believers, when it comes to breaking forth, if you enter into a room and they say only one man will be favored, the expectation in your heart should be, I am that man. Amen. Whatever is going to land on you, I am the one. My heart is receptive. My spirit man is open. Let that which the Lord has assured me come to me tonight in the name of Jesus. And then your heart will open up and place a demand on that atmosphere, on the vessel of God that is doing whatever. And before you know, the possibilities you never imagined will begin to manifest. Praise the name of the Lord. The number two way to provoke a breaking forth is by commanding every opportunity by the words that come from your mouth. Every spoken word has the ability to come to pass. Every spoken word. Every spoken word. Matthew chapter 12. Whether you are whatever, if you have no good control of the words that proceed out of your mouth, your experiences will be horrible. Matthew chapter 12, verse 36. Put it on the Message Bible. Oh, I love to do this illustration anytime I pick the scripture. Let me tell you something. Every one of these careless words is going to come back to haunt you. There will be a time of reckoning. Words are powerful. Take them. Every one of these careless words. Let me have 4 young men, please. 4. Quickly, quickly. Come. Another young man, come. Come. Thank you. Come. We have to be nice on me. So this is me. And this is 2009. I'm casually gisting with people and I'm saying, I don't think I can ever buy a brand new car. Stop there. Stay there. And then I say, the way things are going and I'm reading tabloids about marriages, maybe marriage is not for me, to frustrate me. Stay there. If I ever find myself in the north, I don't think I will flourish well. Whatever it is. So this is 2009, I made all these statements. Or maybe 2009, 2010. Here am I in 2015. And I'm about to, I find a nice lady who I want to marry. But I had said that marriage is not for me. I'm not going to be happy in it. So where's my marriage guy? Grab me. Hold me, Oga. He's afraid. So this word holds me. I don't know what I called you. Car, come. You two, grab me. Stay here and grab me. So he grabs me. Come. I don't know what I called you. Grab me. You come. So guess what? So here I am in Kebbi, right? And I don't feel free. Right? So I'm stuck. And the Bible says, thou art ensnared by the words of. So I'm trapped. Then I begin to pray and I think it's a location issue. I walk my transfer to Abuja, but I go with them. So I arrive at Abuja, I'm living in Metama, but I still cannot gain access to these things because they were not sent by demons. I created them. Yes, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the words of God. So my world, I have framed it by these words I've been speaking. So I move. That's why the enemy makes you call it my headache. My stomach pain. As you speak it, you create a world around it. So I move again. Abuja now that is prospering people. I leave Abuja and I move to Port Harcourt. You know, that's how they call it. So I moved to Port Harcourt and I am still not flourishing. Why? Because lamentation does not change this captivity. Job chapter 6 verse 25. Put this on the New King James. I want you to read it out for me loud when it comes on the King James version. Read it loud. Want to go? You see that? So what liberates me from here is not lamentation. Crying will not change it. Laying of hands will not change it. I have to start declaring, I am the blessed of the Lord. I will enjoy my marriage. I will enjoy my car. The moment I say, the more I break free. Are you following? Stay with me. Jacob wrestled with an angel for all night, thinking the issue was the angel. The angel got to the break of dawn and said, what is your name? Imagine fighting for 12 months only to realize the problem was you. Because for every time they called his name, they reaffirmed the prophecy of who he was not. This is our mouth. This is our mouth. Oh, dunia ya isheni. Woo! Put it up. Proverbs 18:20 on the Good News Bible. If you understand this, you will rather be quiet. The Bible says even a fool is taught to be a wise man when he closes his mouth. I learned so many things many years ago that it was not demonic oppression, sir. Now read this for me loud. Want to go? So I ask you a question. Life, don't tire me. What is the consequence? Business, just they go one kind. What's the consequence? So, and you sing it. Let the weak say, I am. Let the poor say, I am. See, you think it was just a joke? Because you are not meant to confess your situation. Yes, you are meant to confess your revelation. Yes, oh, that's why I love that song. My status is changing. No more decline. I'm on my way to better days. Are you following? Hello? How are you? I'm blessed and highly favored. My lines are falling in pleasant places. That's how you answer the phone. Ha! See how you don't look like 1 million. I beg you, they cost me. How can you answer like that? Oh, you didn't look for, you want you have me today? No, sir. You look like $1 million. Say that again. Say it again. Because sometimes God will use the eyes of men to prophesy his reality to you. Gideon, thou art a mighty man of valor. He says, why are you talking to this? I'm from the least tribe. Even in the tribe, that family is still the smallest. Even in the family, I'm the quekwe one. God forbid a bad thing. When you see people call you a thing after you become it, God calls you a thing, then you become it. You will have to live with the consequences, not of some things, of what? So Satan attacks you, then you begin to run your mouth. And every word you say becomes your reality. Every one of these careless words is going to come back. The word haunt means track you down. That's what it means. So there are people suffering what they said 4 years ago. Amen. These words out of your mouth, they are dangerous. Proverbs 18 verse 7. I hope you are getting something. New King James, or King James as the case may be. Read for me. One, two, go. So, a man suffering destruction is not under satanic oppression. Let's check his mouth. James chapter 3. Put it on the Message Bible.
I really need to leave you with a literal signature on your life, so that when you step out of church today, you'll begin to see incredible miracles like you've never seen before. Don't be in a rush to become a teacher, my friends. Teaching is highly responsible work. Teachers are held to the strictest standards. Next verse. And none of us is perfectly qualified. We get it wrong nearly every time we open our mouth. If you could find someone whose speech was perfectly true, you would have a perfect person in perfect control of life. Next verse. A bit in the mouth of a horse controls the entire horse. Go. A small rudder on a huge ship in the hands of a skilled captain sets a course in the face of the strongest winds. A word out of your mouth may seem of no account, but it can accomplish nearly anything or destroy it. It takes a spark, remember, to set off a forest fire. This mouth of yours, you must learn to use it well. You must learn to begin to make declarations that birth your reality. Listen to me. Listen to me. Every notable, you see, how many of you know Paul Yonggi-cho? He would stand before his pulpit. He had only one bicycle. And his only members was his fiancée, her father, and her mother. And he would say, I see millions. The girlfriend warned him, say, if you don't stop talking like this, I will leave you. Because we're only four in this room today. His prayer meeting is attended by 1 million people. In recent times, they have set out a bill. People shouldn't be touching him. Because their intention is to preserve his life. Amen. So there are men that are systems. Glory to God. If you learn how to speak certain words into being, because words are spirit, they don't die. Am I talking to somebody? Words are spirits. They don't die. Isaiah 55. By this time next year, Pastor Buzo, the story will be totally different. Verse 10. Just as rain and snow descend from the skies and don't go back until they have watered the earth, doing their work of making things grow and blossom, producing seed for farmers and food for the hungry. Next verse. So will the words that come out of my mouth not come back empty-handed. They'll do the work I sent them to do. They'll complete the assignment I gave them. So no word is permitted to return void. Amen. So a member comes to meet you and tell you, I want to travel. You say, go and return. Do you know that is a check that can be cashed? It can be cashed. In Ezekiel 37, the prophet did not say, dry bones, look at me very well. No. It says, O ye dry bones, hear ye the word of. So even dry bones listen to the word. A fig tree was cursed to dry up. It dried up. Amen. Amen. Peter did not catch one fish throughout a night fishing out. Jesus finished preaching and says, cast your net. And they caught a great number of fish and their net began to break. Everything in the cosmos listens to the voice of. Everything has a voice. We are told from medical practitioners, when you give birth to a child, as soon as the child comes out of the womb of the mother, they need the child to yell or cry or shout. So when the child does not cry out, what do? They turn the child upside down and give the child the spanking of destiny. Because whatever does not have a voice cannot affirm its existence. I'm asking you a question. If your phone does not ring out, what will happen? Whenever your phone is on silent, what happens? Oh, goodness gracious. You have what? If your TV does not have volume, do you enjoy watching it? You want to increase. In fact, sometimes the volume power is not enough. Am I talking to somebody? So that whatever does not have a voice cannot affirm the intention of God for his life. I'm going to give you 1 minute. Stand on your feet. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. I'm going to give you 1 minute to open your mouth and begin to declare right in the hearing. As you have spoken in his ear, Shepherd Katamba Labdash, Shepherd Katamba.